Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for another bathroom break. I'm Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That podcast, and I'm here with the great Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials podcast. And today we're going to be ripping through the seven deadly sins of marketing. But before we get to that, I want to know something. We were just talking about that you had to drive somewhere, and I'm curious about something. Are you like an aggressive driver? Do you honk at people? Do you go fast? Or are you like, hey man, doesn't matter, I'll get there when I get there?
One thing about me is I lived in LA for 7 years, so I got used to having to be patient as a driver. If I'm late, then I start getting into a little panicky. But I think as I got a little older, my little road range has got still. But what about you?
Oh, I'm horrible. I get honked at. I don't honk at people because I drive pretty slow, and it drives my wife crazy how slow I drive. She basically thinks it's dangerous how slow I drive.
That's Ari's dad too. Ari's dad will be driving like 60 on a 65, and everybody behind him is like, go, dude, go.
Yeah. That's my vow. I don't care. I'll get there. And everyone needs to just chill. All right. But what's not chill is today's episode. We're going to rip through right now the seven deadly sins of marketing. Just things that just forget it. Don't do it. Don't think about it. Whatever. But Daniel, kick it off. What do you got first?
This one might sound basic, but I always need people to remember this, is marketing to everybody. I think that is one of the biggest deadly sins that I see. And the reason why I say this is because if you market to everyone, your messaging gets vague, your campaigns are diluted, you're not different from everybody. So you have to market to one person, because if nobody sees themselves in your brand, then nobody's going to buy your brand. So all your messaging, you should think about marketing to one person. Who's that one person that is going to buy your product?
I totally agree with you. When you market to everybody, you're marketing to nobody. And one for me that has always stuck in my mind is about best practices. You'll go to a meeting, oh, well, best practice says we should do this. The overwhelming majority of best practices are garbage. They're outdated. By the time they become a best practice, they're useless. And every company that has like a resource tab on their site, and they have a blog, and they're putting out content, this is the best practice for this, that, whatever, they're just regurgitating old information. And whatever you think is a best practice, you have to test into it to see if it's true. And whatever is taboo in your organization that says, oh, we can never do that, that would never work, we're not allowed to do that, that is probably what you need to test first. So I think best practices are actual garbage. What do you got?
I agree on that. If you're doing best practices, that you're probably 5 years behind the curve, because it's become mainstream. The next deadly sin I have for you is thinking brand is optional, and also thinking brand isn't performance marketing. I think a lot of people get caught up between brand and branding. Brand isn't your fonts, your colors, a manifesto that you have in your Google Docs buried somewhere. It's brand is your reputation. It's every touch point. It's your vibe. It's the reason people choose you when your product isn't different than everybody. So stop thinking you can't invest in brand. And also, I get annoyed. All marketing is performance marketing. I don't care what you're doing. So if you brand helps performance, performance helps brand. So stop thinking you can't do brand marketing.
And I want to build on that for a second. When you're talking about performance marketing, I want to talk about last click attribution. This is probably the biggest mistake in marketing. It takes people down the wrong path, where you're running a search ad, you're on a paid social campaign, you send out an email, and then the person clicks on the thing, they sign up for the webinar, they ask for a demo, they buy that direct to consumer product, and then you assign the fact that you got this customer, this lead, or this opportunity from that click, from that thing that they did, which is complete nonsense and garbage. Marketing is surround sound. You need to constantly be everywhere at all times. So when the person's in market for what it is that you sell, you are top of mind. And yeah, they might have clicked on that ad at that moment, but it's because of that year-long effort that you've been doing. So if your budgeting and your planning is based on last click attribution, it is probably the biggest fail that you can have in marketing.
I want to build on a little bit of talking about running ads and picking channels and all that stuff. I think one of the biggest deadly sins in marketing is skipping strategy and going straight to tactics. And what I mean by that, I always hear like, hey, we need to run paid ads, but who are you running those paid ads to? What's the offer? What's happened next after the offer? Oh, we need a podcast. Cool. What is the hook of the podcast? Who's the podcast for? How does that tie to revenue? Oh, we need a 40 post content calendar. What's the strategy? Why? What are the posts? A lot of people think busy equals effective in marketing, and you need the reason tactics seem cool because they are sexy. Strategy is slow. So come up with a strategy and then choose what tactics fit into that strategy, not the opposite way around.
Dude, I need to follow that. I'm in the middle of a mess because like all we're doing is releasing more and more garbage and we need a better strategy. So I am going to focus in on that. The last one from my side, well, not the last one, almost the last one is don't rely on industry averages. I hate when people are like, well, I'm in this industry and I just Googled the industry average for, you know, open rates and click-through rates for emails is this, or the industry average for social media or whatever is this in my industry. Who cares? Everybody's brand is different. Your offer is different. Your creative is different. How people feel about your company is different. Everything is different. There's no such thing as an industry average. And if you rely on that, you're chasing a ghost. All that matters is that you treat yourself like you're a swimmer or a weightlifter. You benchmark everything that you're doing. Your newsletter sends, your promotional email sends, your social posts organically, your paid social posts, everything. The type of offers, when you're sending them, what you're doing, you benchmark yourself. And then every time you do it again, every time you hit send, you try to beat yourself as if you are a swimmer. Ignore industry averages. They take you down the wrong path.
And it's also tell your leaders to do that too, because a lot of people will come back to marketers and say, well, industry average is 2.3 on this landing page, but we're not the industry average. We have a different campaign. We have a different strategy. So I totally agree on that. I think you have the seventh sin.
Yeah, the seventh sin. Okay, the seventh sin is avoid Chipotle all day long and go to Pollo Tropical instead, because Pollo Tropical, under the radar, way better than Chipotle. Are you in on that?
No. Pollo Tropical. Last time I ate Pollo Tropical, I almost barfed. I think that's the worst place. But I did actually see, I saw a post on Coachella last week that they said like our lineup, and it was just like their bar of like how you pick all the Chipotle. I thought that was a genius thing because Coachella is like known to launch lineup. I know I just went on a tangent about Coachella and Chipotle, but I don't understand.
So at Pollo Tropical, they have this good mojo sauce, which is really good. Like, what is it that went wrong? I mean, it's chicken and they have like rice and beans. It's so good.
First of all, I'm a El Pollo Loco, and if you're from California, you know. Pollo Tropical. Every Pollo Tropical I've seen on Google is rated under a 3.3 star. So I don't know what you're eating at Pollo Tropical. That's good.
Well, now they're never going to sponsor this podcast. Way to go. They were on the edge. They were about to jump in on this. They were so pumped, and now we lost them.
Wait, last thing I want to end with is, could you tell everybody what you did for your birthday? I know we talked about your birthday last episode, but what did you do for your birthday?
So I did go see Black Bag, which was very good, although my wife thought it was mid at best. I ate a lot of popcorn, which was great. And then I sat home and then I went out for dinner. I had sushi, only me and her. I lied to everybody I knew. I said I was busy, and I was asleep by 10 o'clock, and it was fantastic. Less is more. I don't want to go and do anything. How's that
sound? Well, and the last thing I'll have to say is, for those you don't know, Jay is a Gator, and the Gators won national championship. So we'll have to say go Gators as we end this podcast.
Yes, go Gators for sure. And it made me stay up very late to watch the game, but I did it. and we won, and go Gators. And thank you. I appreciate you bringing that up. Very important. And thank you, everyone, for being here. Listen, go and follow the Marketing Millennials. This is a great podcast that he's got going on there. And Do This Not That is, it's okay. We'll see you at the next one.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.